Let me read with you today from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you. From God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defence and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. What God begins, he finishes. How unlike God is when we think of ourselves. I don't know about you. I may well be wrong in my thoughts here and in my estimation, but I can think of countless times where maybe I've put my hand to one particular thing and have failed to carry on. Maybe reading a book, starting a project, some idea which has come to pass. And well, we all know with the passing of time, with circumstances, with change, maybe just even the lack of commitment and dedication which is within us, we can begin something and often we find ourselves lamenting that we can't finish it, and thinking about it in a different way, what a sense of satisfaction there is when we do start something and we are enabled to go through right to the end with it as well. Aren't you glad that when the Lord speaks of his work of grace, his work of salvation, that the Lord reminds us that what he begins, he always finishes? You might wonder why Paul would say these things at the very outset of this first chapter. I mean, these opening greetings, which we have here in chapter 1, are very straightforward and to be expected. There certainly is the sense in which he's very thankful and very appreciative of the people at Philippi. I believe you can detect and you can sense the fondness and the love and the way in which he cherished these people. Listen to Paul's words. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. What a tremendous thing to say. What a touching thing to say. Imagine being a recipient in that church of hearing the letter being read and knowing here was the great Apostle Paul and he was there before God and he was thanking God upon every remembrance of that individual believer and the church at Philippi itself. There was certainly a bond between Paul and the church here. Always in every prayer of mine with for you all, making requests of joy. So Paul is he's unfolding something of his prayer life here. He's before the throne of grace. He's always praying. He's making requests, but he's doing it with joy. And you say, Paul, why? Why the joy? Why? Because the fellowship, for your fellowship in the gospel. He was so grateful and thankful for the fellowship of the saints. Now, even in our restricted times, there is still a sense in which we can fellowship with each other. We can ring each other. We can encourage each other. We can send a text. We can do these things. We have this technology at our disposal. And I hope that in some measure, even these devotionals are a way of me expressing that joy in the fellowship and the gospel towards you. It is never going to replace that one-to-one contact. We realize that. But let's not be filled with despair. Let's use the things that we can for the time that we have and do these things which are honourable and pleasing in the eyes of God. Well, here is something else we can do. Think about the work of God. Think about this glorious thought. What God begins, he finishes. And this for Paul was something he said at the very beginning. There's so much he's going to teach the people at Philippi. We've been through it in our own church here many, many years ago. But I just remind you here of these words in verse 6. Notice there's a needful word that is being spoken here. A needful work, a word. Being confident, he says. Maybe he senses, maybe he detects, or maybe he's just making sure that this isn't a problem which has arisen. But maybe knowing the nature of people and human life, and we're all like this in some measure, that for some people they were lacking assurance, they were lacking confidence, they were maybe afflicted, there was some difficulty which had come to pass. And he wants to remind these dear believers, don't be despairing, be encouraged, be confident. You look at all the writing in Scripture, certainly New Testament Scriptures, and indeed even Paul's writings, he's always speaking in that language, knowing with assurance, being confident, being convinced, being persuaded. Why? Because, my friend, this is what the gospel does for us. This is what Christianity does for us. The Lord gives us an assurance, a persuasion that is not of ourselves, but it is born of the Holy Spirit of God. Be confident, being confident, he says, of this very thing. He's narrowing it down. He's focusing upon one particular area here because he wants to counter and he wants to deal with any arising problem of a lack of confidence that maybe had come amongst the ranks of God's people. What are your concerns? What are your fears and worries, my dear friend? Can I encourage you today? The Lord gives you a word that is most necessary. He says we are to be confident in this very thing. Well, he does also give us an instructive word because he tells us what this very thing is. He doesn't leave it open for our own speculation and guesswork. He brings us to the Lord himself. And he says, look, think about what God has done. Don't be worrying about men. Don't be worrying about the world around us. Don't be worrying about what people begin and can't finish to do. If you notice, one of the things which has come to pass of the COVID-19 situation is people throwing out ideas. We can explore this. This can deal with the problem and then it falls by the wayside. This is going to deal with this pandemic and that falls by the wayside. Now, we'll leave these things to those who are specialised in those areas. We pray that God will give wisdom at such times. But let's focus ourselves as Christians upon what we know can never fail. Why? Because it is authored. It begins with God. He, being confident that he which hath began a good work. We have no confidence in our salvation if it begins with us. Thank God it doesn't begin with us. It originates with the Lord. It finishes with him. This is his work. Salvation is of the Lord. And then we might say it is a forward-thinking work. The Lord is always taking us in his forward direction. He which hath began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. There is no room for backwards. There is no room for retreat. There is no room to think here. The Lord's going to stop. It's going to come to a shuddering halt. And it's going to just fall apart and dissolve and no longer be. No, he will perform it. The genuine Christian, if you are truly born of the Spirit, the Lord, despite all the bumps along the way, the ups and downs and the disappointments, the times when you sit down and almost give up, if the Lord has put his Spirit within you and you are united to Jesus Christ, he will perform his work until that day, which is the day of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, give encouragement to every person who hears this word today. I pray that you've strengthened them in their inner life and that they, Lord, in the midst of these times will cast all their cares upon thee, for thou dost care for them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.